Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 20th, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about validators drop off Ethereum 2.0 testnets as mainnet release looms. Blockchain-based trading system steps closer to ASX access. Binance-backed privacy mavens release tokenomic linchpin, proof of relay. Zcoin employs burn and redeem privacy model, offering alternative to coin joins. First mover, Monero leads privacy coin rally as Bitcoin trips on path to $12,000. R3 Corda network set to go DeFi with XDC digital currency. Now let's get started. Validators drop off Ethereum 2.0 testnets as mainnet release looms. If testnet participation is any indication, Ethereum 2.0 validators are itching for the real thing as the network kickoff looms. Only 36% of the necessary 66% participants needed to secure the Medalla testnet have stuck around, according to Beaconsha.in. That's echoed by the more recent Zinkin testnet, which has just under the 66% needed to function properly as of Monday, according to Beaconsha.in. Those testnets meant to practice the launch of ETH 2.0's Phase 0 this fall launched in September and October, respectively. Medalla has entered a finality issue again due to user confusion around which testnet they should run. Unfortunately, many users had abandoned Medalla for Zinkin, Prismatic Labs team lead Preston Van Loon told CoinDesk in a message. Proof-of-stake PoS blockchains are similar to political elections. Depositors of coin holdings act as politicians and every transaction must be voted on in what is called validation. Moreover, enough politicians need to show up for the vote to count in what is termed finality. Neither Medalla or Zinkin currently have enough votes to do so. The low testnet participation rates are mirrored by rhetoric from ETH 2.0 developers who say they are ready for ETH 2.0's Phase 0 to begin. For example, Consensus ETH 2.0 developer Ben Edgington called on developers to release the deposit contract in a CoinDesk op-ed last week. In a blog, Edgington further said he is expecting news about the deposit contract any day now and that client teams were basically good to go. Blockchain-based trading system steps closer to ASX access. The National Stock Exchange of Australia, NSX, said it will soon launch an automated trade clearing and settlement platform based on blockchain technology. NSX said Tuesday its DLT-based Digital Exchange Subregister System, DES, part of the ClearPay platform, was approved by the Australian Council of Financial Regulators at its October meeting. It is now working with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission on finalising the process and the date it can go live on the Australian Securities Exchange. It is aiming to access ASX Clear under the Open Access and Trade Acceptance Service regimes. DES is already technically and operationally ready for service to commence data accumulation and writing to the blockchain, the company said. As previously reported, DES is a joint venture between NSX and financial services firm iSignThis. John Karantzis, CEO of iSignThis and NSX, had previously accused the ASX of blocking the venture access to its clearing services. The stock exchange suspended trading in iSignThis shares last October. ASX said the suspension was in order to hold a review after a market research group raised concerns about iSignThis disclosures, governance and shareholder structure. ASX has itself been building a DLT-based clearinghouse system to replace its aging CHESS system since 2017. In a recent announcement, ASIC and the Reserve Bank of Australia told ASX to push on with development with minimal further delays. NSX said its NASDAQ trading engine will initially be written to both the DES and CHESS systems. Unveiled in February, Clearpay uses distributed ledger technology to facilitate same-day settlements and up-to-date accounting between trading participants, the share registry, and the exchange. Binance-backed privacy mavens release tokenomic linchpin, proof of relay. Decentralized Privacy Protocol HOPR is releasing Proof of Relay, POR, the linchpin of its incentive mechanism that ensures payments go to users that help shuffle data traffic among other nodes on the network. HOPR had already invited participants to test the network, resulting in 500 or so nodes joining. Wednesday's launch of the HOPR Bazdino testnet is the first time the complete protocol plus POR will be made available, said the startup's CEO, Sebastian Bergel. To draw some analogies, most people have heard of proof of work, POW, or proof of stake, POS, which are mechanisms to protect blockchains and guarantee integrity, Bergel said in an interview. In a similar fashion, when relay nodes in HOPR are doing work, which is relaying packets, they're providing a proof to the network, and for providing the proof they get rewarded in HOPR tokens. All rewards gathered on the testnet will be made available when HOPR tokens launch on the live mainnet towards the end of this year, Bergel explained. Users can now open and fund payment channels with XHOPR tokens and send messages that hop via one or more nodes before reaching their destination. If you act as a relay node, you'll earn tickets, which can be redeemed for XHOPR, he said. HOPR obscures internet communication from prying eyes by incentivizing a network of nodes to mix data packets with other traffic before sending them on. This makes it near impossible for third parties like telcos or internet service providers, ISPs, to trace bits of metadata and work out who's communicating with who. As such, HOPR offers a blockchain-based internet protocol in the same vein as Tor, the Onion Router, or a virtual private network, VPN. In terms of crypto-focused efforts already out there, privacy startup NIM has a Bitcoin incentive program for users to run its mixnet, and the ORCID protocol also offers a system based around Ethereum-compatible ERC-20 tokens as an incentive. The recent explosion of interest in decentralized finance DeFi has brought congestion to the Ethereum blockchain and with it skyrocketing transaction costs. HOPR gets around this by using a layer 2 scaling system on Ethereum called Modich Chain. The latter removes punishing gas fees and enables high transaction throughput. Modich is the blockchain that we run our payment scheme on, because if we have 500 people that do a bunch of transactions and we had to pay them between a few dollars to $10 per transaction, that would be prohibitively expensive, said Bergel. Modich allows you to settle for a fraction of a cent in seconds, as opposed to minutes on the Ethereum blockchain. Zcoin employs burn and redeem privacy model, offering alternative to coin joins. The project behind privacy coin Zcoin is launching the privacy protocol Lelantis on its testnet today. Lelantis allows confidential and anonymous blockchain transactions with short verification times. Using a burn and redeem model, users are able to destroy coins of arbitrary amounts and to redeem new coins, such that there is no previous transaction history associated with them. The burn and redeem model is an alternative to other privacy methods such as coin joins or using other people's transactions as decoys for possible sources and destinations. Instead, it allows you to destroy your coins and add them to a general pool of all the other coins that other users have destroyed. At any time in the future, you can submit a cryptographic proof that proves you destroyed burnt coins without revealing which coin it was, said Zcoin project steward Ruben Yap in an email. This proof, once accepted, will allow you to redeem coins that do not have any previous transaction history or linkages. Zcoin's new Lelantis functions. Lelantis uses a one out of many proofs cryptographic concept, which proves that you are one of the many people who burned the coins, without showing which coins you actually burned. It also lets users redeem partial amounts of coin when they want. Previously, users had to redeem the total amount of coin they burned when redeeming. Yap likens the Lelantis burn and redeem model to buying a ticket for a carnival ride. When you go to the turnstile, you just have to show a ticket. The ticket acts like a receipt of payment, but it doesn't have to show that I was the person who paid for it or the exact banknotes that were used to purchase it, said Yap. The same principle is applied to the burn and redeem model for Zcoins. As long as my receipt checks out, I can redeem it for new coins. With the Lelantis protocol, and partial redemption, what this means is a 24-hour ticket could be used for a few hours one day, none the next and then the remainder the following day. With previous burn and redeem systems such as Zerocoin and Sigma, if I burn a $100 note I had to redeem a $100 note, said Yap. Lelantis' main innovation is that I can burn a $100 note and redeem any amount that is smaller without revealing that it even came from the $100 note. No trusted setup required for privacy focus. Lelantis also requires no trusted setup. In cryptographic terms, a trusted setup creates a cryptographic system by generating certain initial parameters which will later be destroyed. It's called a trusted setup because you must trust the person creating it to destroy said parameters. Using a trusted setup offers a point of failure and goes against the blockchain motto of don't trust. Verify. A compromised trusted setup in zero-knowledge proofs allows someone to forge the proofs, meaning that coins can be created out of thin air leading to hyperinflation, said Yap. In privacy coins where amounts are obscured, such inflation can also remain undetected. Lelantis 2.0 to come? The mainnet launch of Lelantis is currently scheduled in 4 to 6 weeks, depending on testnet feedback. We're already working on Lelantis 2.0 or Aura, which allows you to pass the right to redeem to someone else, and the amounts are hidden, Yap added. You do not have to redeem the coins yourself. Instead you can transfer that right, which offers the very highest level of privacy. Zcoin was launched in 2016 and is based on the Zerocoin protocol, which used zero-knowledge proofs to protect user transactions. It is not to be confused with Zcash, which is based on the Zerocash paper. While the Zerocoin paper and Zerocash paper have some overlap in authors and use zero-knowledge proofs, they rely on different cryptography, according to Zcoin. First mover, Monero leads privacy coin rally as Bitcoin trips on path to $12,000. Bitcoin BTC was gaining for a fourth straight day, approaching the $12,000 price threshold the cryptocurrency failed to hold in August when it last rallied past that level. The market has started to move again, the Norwegian cryptocurrency analysis firm Arcane Research wrote Tuesday in a report. In traditional markets, U.S. stock futures pointed to a higher open as investors bet U.S. lawmakers could reach agreement on a new stimulus bill. Market moves. Privacy coins like Monero XMR and Zcash ZEC are suddenly in vogue despite regulators' efforts to crack down on them. These digital tokens, which come with features allowing users to obfuscate their identities and hide the amounts transferred, have surged in value this year. Monero's price has nearly tripled in 2020, and Zcash has doubled. According to the data firm Messari, a group of 21 digital assets with anonymity-enhancing features has gained 142% this year, compared with Bitcoin's 60% gain. The bullish market tone comes even as U.S. Internal Revenue Service recently hired blockchain analytics firms Chainalysis and Integra FEC to develop transaction tracing tools for Monero and other protocols used to obscure identities. And the U.S. Department of Justice earlier this month published an extensive report on its enforcement framework for digital assets, citing the use of anonymity-enhancing cryptocurrencies as a risk to anti-money laundering programs and efforts to combat terrorism finance. Some cryptocurrency analysts say the jump in prices for privacy tokens might just be coincidental, a function of speculation on the part of traders keying off price chart patterns or algorithms. But it might be that traders think privacy tokens will occupy a key spot in fast-developing, international digital asset markets and payment systems precisely because so many users don't want to transact business under the glare of monitoring by governments, banks or exchanges. Cryptographers and researchers are always going to be one step ahead on privacy, Ricardo Fluffy Pony Spagni, one of the Monero network's maintainers, told CoinDesk in an interview. In other words, the regulatory inquiries could turn out to be net positives for Monero. It gets visibility in the market. David Jevons, CEO of blockchain forensics firm CipherTrace, told CoinDesk in a telephone interview. People should be able to pay for day-to-day expenses without having to fear hitting regulators' radar and provide identity proofs. The path of least resistance for Bitcoin is to the higher side. The cryptocurrency jumped more than 2% Monday, confirming a descending triangle breakout. The pattern indicates the rally from the October 8 lows near $10,500 has resumed. Open interest in Bitcoin futures listed on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which is considered synonymous with institutional interest, jumped over 20% to a 7-week high of $624 million Monday, validating the bullish breakout on technical charts. Further, macro factors look to be aligned in favor of the bulls. The likes of the European Central Bank and the Reserve Bank of Australia are expected to ramp up monetary stimulus over the next 2 months, a long-term positive development for the perceived store of value assets like Bitcoin and gold. Traditional markets are pricing additional inflation, boosting U.S. fiscal stimulus. But a number of big sell orders appear positioned around $12,000, which could make it harder for bulls to engineer a quick move past that mark. As such, the focus has shifted to resistance located at $12,476, August high. On the downside, the October 16 low of $11,200 is the level to target for the bears. R3 Corda network set to go DeFi with XDC digital currency. A group of former bankers building on R3's public Corda network are touting the first digital currency for that ecosystem, dubbed XDC. Announced Tuesday, the Cordite Society, a cooperative registered in the UK, released the XDC crypto token on public Corda, the open-source version of R3's network. The new regulation-friendly crypto coin will open the door, say its creators at Cordite, to various decentralized finance DeFi applications running on Corda's distributed ledger technology, DLT. R3 began life as a pay-to-join DLT consortium of big banks, which over time realized the value of hosting a large developer community and created the open-source Corda network alongside the commercial version of the software. In fact, the idea of a Corda coin was floated at last year's CordaCon, the annual developer gathering, but only as a research project at that time. Now a reality, the Cordite Society will be minting the first run of 1 million XDC to lubricate applications on Corda. This cooperative is taking advantage of existing UK legal structures for mutual societies, a provision also used by DeFi risk mitigation platform Nexus Mutual. XDC is a digital currency in its own right, said ex-RBS banker and Cordite CEO Richard Crook. It is issued as an exchange token to Cordite Society members, and as it's minted or created, will be evenly distributed among those cooperative society members. The XDC and Cordite Society announcement is timed to coincide with this year's CordaCon event. R3 did not return requests for comment by press time. Crook said membership for the newly convened Cordite Society is now open, and members will vote on the rate of supply of XDC and other points of governance going forward. Firms participating in the Cordite Decentralized Autonomous Organization DAO will have compliance baked in, Crook added, since R3 designed the Corda network such that each node represents a legal entity, identified by a trusted identity certificate. This ensures that XDC meets the G20-sanctioned Financial Action Task Force (FATF) standards on digital assets to deal with anti-money laundering (AML) risks, a challenge that Ethereum-based DeFi projects continue to be unable to address, Crook said. Regulators have set the requirements for what a digital currency needs to be, and that's exactly where XDC fits in, said Crook. It meets the requirements of most jurisdictions as a digital currency and is therefore a step ahead. We're a next-generation Bitcoin or XRP. XDC DeFi. In addition, Crook said the XDC code will pave the way for things like central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, to run on CORDA, especially since federal regulators in the U.S. recently announced that national banks can hold reserves for stablecoin issuers, and also allow for what he called a cleaned-up expansion of DeFi. Anything in finance needs to solve the know-your-customer identity problem out of the box, as well as provide privacy between the parties that are transacting, said Crook. With many DeFi projects to date, if the technology doesn't solve that, they seemingly ignore those requirements and wait for regulators to give chase. The XDC system, with its reliance on the UK's Mutual Society's legal structure, shows that the core tenets of DeFi are actually centuries old, said Crook. It takes us back to that ability for legal entities to come together and share equity or debt and work together for a common aim, Crook said. That's why cooperatives were created in the first place. And that's why we are showing that with XDC you can mix the legal and the technology components to solve this DeFi requirement set. UK-based institutional crypto player BCB Prime Services, which works with Bitstamp, Coinbase, Galaxy and Kraken, will provide OTC liquidity and custody services for XDC. A globally scalable currency use case of cryptocurrencies has been elusive in over a decade of innovation in this space, Oliver von Landsberg-Sadie, founder and CEO, BCB Group, said in a statement. One of the barriers has been closer alignment with existing systems of money, regulations and government, in a way which still preserves the decentralized ethos of the asset class. The XDC digital currency is one of a tiny handful of projects which meets all these complexity criteria, and I am excited to back this project from all angles. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.